Smoke jumpers are standing by in north central Washington today. Part of what they do is parachute into remote areas to help fight wildfires. Darren Belsby manages the North Cascade Smoke Jumper Base. That's in Winthrop, Washington. Belsby has been a smoke jumper for nearly 30 years. He told KUOW's Liz Jones what this fire season has been like for his crew and how smoke jumpers are uniquely positioned for what he calls initial attacks when the wildfires break out.
Smoke jumpers respond primarily to initial attack fires. The fact that we fly at over 200 miles an hour, we can be there often faster than an engine or anyone could get there. So that's the primary purpose of smoke jumping is initial attack, that we have the speed, payload, and range to reach out the farthest, which is about 300 miles. We cover the entire state of Washington. Don't think there's any piece of Washington we can't get to in 1 hour.
Wow. How big is your staff there at the North Cascade Smoke Jumper Base?
This summer I've ended up with about 25, and we would definitely take more if funding were available.
Well, you know, we have been hearing about shortages in resources here across the state with these large fires, even though we've got more than 4,000 firefighters currently working on Washington's large fires. How are you seeing that shortage in your day-to-day work?
For myself and the whole Smoke Jumper program, the fires beginning back on the 12th, it absorbed, there's roughly 400 smoke jumpers, both Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service, and they were nearly all involved after that event. And same thing here, I had a shortage. I've asked for boosters to come in and help us when we got the lightning, and that was, we call UTF, unable to fill. There just weren't any others available. But unfortunately, lightning comes in usually a day or two event. All the fires start afterwards. There's the bell curve rises steeply for the need, and it just wasn't available.
What could you do with more resources?
You just would be able to hopefully staff more fires in the initial phase. And again, when it's a small fire, I say an acre or less, that's when 2 to 8 people, which is our normal jump load, can actually make a big difference. When you get these 1,000-acre fires with 20-mile-an-hour winds, no one is catching them in any 24-hour period or anything. It's gone beyond human control.
What's been the most challenging aspect for you of this current fire season?
Probably for everyone in the fire program is just the number and intensity of fires. I mean, we did not expect this many starts, this many fires to go large fire, this many fires to escape initial attack. And there's obviously more fire than there are Forest Service state personnel to handle.
How close is your home to where these fires are burning?
I'd say I'm about 4 miles from the fire.
How are you talking with your own family about evacuation plans?
The Mehta Valley got a lot of practice, so we have a generator and food, and we've certainly practiced fire-wise techniques around the house. So I guess we're probably a little more prepared just by what last summer dealt us.
And as I understand it, state officials have issued evacuation orders for that area, including where you live. Are you subject to that?
Yes. But again, firefighters stayed, and again, they can't force you to be removed from your home. It's a choice. They're giving you some advice, and not everyone has chosen to leave.
As you well know, we had some sad news this week about 3 firefighters who died while battling the fire there near Twisp. Does that at all change the way that you look at this fire and the danger and just how you approach your job?
It would be a huge reminder to everyone of what could happen. And certainly it's a concern, just I think firefighters are a tight-knit community and everyone feels concern when there is someone killed in that community.
And what draws you to this work and keeps you doing it?
I guess as a young man, I thought I was going to college. It was one of the best jobs I could have, and I've just risen up through management and over time and qualifications to the position of base manager. We have a kind of a long history here of jumpers having long careers at particularly the North Cascade Smoke Jumper Base.
And I imagine it must feel personal when this fire's right in your backyard there.
Yes. Our valley's in a very small community, and so myself, past base managers, and many of the jumpers live here, and so there's definitely that tie to the community.
Darren Belsby, base manager of the North Cascade Smoke Jumper Base in Winthrop, Washington. He spoke with KUOW's Liz Jones.